Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. And thank you guys for listening in again, and welcome to the show. You're in, you're close, everything's happening, okay? If you're at work, I hope you have an earpiece or something to listen to the show today, because this is going to be good, all right? Something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, but and we'll get into that. Guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, blogtalkradio.com on my show page online live. If you are there on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, please you see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, follow the show, set that up however you want so you can follow the show. You can also follow on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Now, show page should come up there and you do what you do there and we'll be connected. Now, I'm also connected on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Lost my train of thought there for a second, but we're good. The call-in number to this show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. And today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Call them today, 770-732-0244. Again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call the show. Give your opinion on the show. Give your opinion on the topic. Or you can just call and say hello. I don't mind that as well. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Okay? I'd be right now I'd be in the bed. probably in the bed, getting a little shut eye. Okay? But that's not possible for a little while here. And so we'll go on with the show, okay? 818-301-5834. If you're just now joining the show, today's episode is Beards versus Clean Shaved. What's the difference? What's the difference? Okay? Now, like I said earlier in the show, I probably been wanting to talk about this for a while. I talked about it in length earlier this morning, and, you know, some people had different opinions about it, but here's my take, and I believe this is the best take or the tried and true take of this situation. Beards versus clean shave. What's the difference? Those who are just now joining the show, thank you for joining the show. And those who are just joining the show online, thank you guys for joining the show as well. Beards versus clean shave. What's the difference is our episode today. You know, the perception of a bearded man versus a clean shave man is like night and day. A bearded man's, you know, the perception of a bearded man is that they're the bad guy. Okay? They can't be trusted. All right? They're the enemy. They're on the other side of the fence. Now, the clean shave guys, clean shave men, on the other hand, are the positive guys ones that you can believe in, ones that you can count on, someone who's not out to get you, right? And I'll explain that. Think about this. You remember the cartoon, and I'm sure it still comes on somewhere, Cartoon Network or something like that. But you remember the old cartoon, Popeye, okay? Popeye was a good guy, right? Popeye was always a clean-shaved sailor, all right? And then his nemesis was Brutus, Brutus. I think it was Brutus, okay? Brutus was his nemesis, his enemy, always trying to get his girl, always trying to do bad things to Popeye, okay? Now, Brutus, if you think about it, if you can picture this cartoon in your mind, close your eyes for a second, picture this cartoon in your mind. Popeye, Brutus, olive oil, all right? Not the cooking oil, but that's the young lady's name that Popeye and Brutus always fought over was olive oil, okay? So, now, Popeye and Brutus, like I say, were nemesis. Now, who had the beer? Was it Popeye or Brutus? Brutus always had the, you know, straggly beard. I don't know if I'd call it straggly, but it was always sticking out and you know, it was actually the same length all the way around, but it stuck out. You could tell. So, you know, he was never clean shaved. He never had hair off of his face. He always had hair on his face. And that's the way you know the difference between the bad guys and the good guys during the cartoons back in the day. Okay? The good guy was clean shaved, Popeye. The bad guy was not clean shaved. He had a beard. That was Brutus. Brutus was the enemy. Brutus was the nemesis. Brutus always was trying bad things. Okay? So that's the perception of beards versus clean shave. Here's another difference that I'm going to hit you with. Okay? Here's another difference that I'm going to hit you with. Think about the news. You watch the news every night, 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever, 5 o'clock news, whatever, early morning news, okay? When you look at the news, and you may not have done this, but when you look at the news, then you got the guys that are the anchor men that are sitting there giving the news. They're straight, clean, they're clean shaved. Okay? There's no way possible you're gonna see someone on the news with a face full of beard. Okay? He's clean shaved. All right? Now, that's someone that you can, supposedly you can trust. That's the perception of that person, is that you can trust them to tell you the right thing, the right stuff, give you the right information. That's the news guy. You can trust him. If there was a guy up on the news every day giving you the news, had a straggly beard, you'd say, this guy here, He's not trustworthy. He's not someone that I can depend on. All right? Let's go to another scenario. And this is just a perception, and it's been long before we were born. This perception has been around. and is still relevant today. The perception of bearded men versus clean-shaven men, okay? And the difference is night and day. Give you another scenario. Look at the old cowboy movies. The old cowboy movies from back in the day, like Gunsmoke and or things like that. And you say, okay, the bad guys coming into town. They show these bad guys ride slowly into town. When they show their faces, they all have two, you know, growing hair on their face. All of them. Like they hadn't shaved in a while. They look like they just came out of the woods. They haven't had a bath in forever. Okay? Those are the bad guys. Then there's the sheriff. The sheriff in the town. The sheriff is clean shaved. He's neat in appearance, clean shaved. He's what? He's the good guy. All right? He's the good guy. So that's the difference between beards versus clean shave. That's the difference. The perception is the guys with these beards and heavy hair on their faces are bad guys. One more perception, and I'll get my caller up on the air. You've got a motorcycle gang. Got these big guys riding these Harley Davidson motorcycles. And they've got these cut off shirts on, showing their arms, everything. But look at their faces. These guys have beards, long beards sometimes, or straggly beards, and they're perceived as bad guys. Believe it or not, they're perceived as bad guys. So, you know, you see a guy with a heart with, you know, on a Harley with all these, you know, beards and tattoos and all this stuff on. He's perceived as a bad guy, big bad guy. Okay, he may not be. But he may want to be perceived as a bad guy, so no one will mess with him. Okay? So no one will mess with him. So I'm going to put my caller up on there from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 544. From the 678 area code, 544. You're live on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What up, Frank? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Did Dante calling in?
All right.
Man, I had to stand up for the National Bearded Association, and I am a member.
The NBA?
I am a member, National Bearded Association, worldwide, cross-country, coast-to-coast. But I understand where you're coming from as far as perception of people with beards and what they're automatically going to think of you when they meet you. But, I mean, if you get to know a person, you know, I mean, your perception might change. But some people don't even want to get to know you, like, as soon as they see that. You see what I'm saying? I've had that a few times in my life, you know what I mean? But,
really?
I won't be shaving my beard no time soon because of that. You know, I mean, it's just not. I mean, I'm not shaving. I mean, because of the way somebody think of me, because of facial hair. It just don't make no sense for me to shave because of that. But that's where I'm coming from on it.
Okay, I got a question for you. what made you grow the beard? Why do you want the beard? What made you grow the beard?
It's not really a choice. When it just started growing on your face and you start shaving and it bump up and stuff, and you get tired of shaving and you don't want to do it no more, all right, that's when it ends for you. At the point where I'm at, if I shave mine, it's going to come right back. So, I mean, you might as well just keep. So, like, you know what I mean? I just ride with it. And I'm going to ride with it till I die. You know what I mean? But that's just me.
So you keep it because, when you do shave, it causes irritation of the skin or?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Especially if you do it on a consistent basis to the point where I would have to do it.
Right. Well, I understand that, and that's your preference and all. My thing is that I don't shave every day, and I'm clean shave. I don't shave every day, but I shave probably every other day. But I've used a system for my face now, and the system has, and I guess my skin has gotten used to the system. So when I shave, and I shave a certain way every time, and then I use the system on my face as far as aftershave and stuff like that, a special aftershave and stuff that I use, then I don't get the bumps. I don't get the discoloration of my skin or none of that stuff.
Different skin, you know, that's how it goes with that. I mean, I don't necessarily want to shave my beard. I don't necessarily want to shave my beard. And if I did, I don't want to shave my beard. First of all, I don't want to shave my beard. I like my beard. I don't want to shave my beard. And if I did, it would bump up.
Well, okay. So, how old are you, Dante?
I will be 24 this year.
You'll be 24 this year. So, probably, and I'm just guessing here, but that your beard probably makes you look a bit more than 24.
Oh, most definitely. If I would shave, I'd probably look 15.
Right. And so that's, that's where I was going, because a lot of the younger guys like yourself, they want the beard. I mean, when I was your age,
Some people can't grow one. So I mean,
yeah,
so if you can,
can't
you
grow
know
one.
What I mean? Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Some people can't grow one, but some of the younger guys that can grow one, they grow it because it makes them look older than they are. All right. And that's something that they do as well. They grow it so to make them look older than they are. So
I gotta look older. I just want to look my age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing. And as you get older, when you start there, I don't know when it'll happen to you, but at some point as you get older and start to move on in life, you're probably going to shave that beard.
Nah, it ain't going to happen.
You may not.
It ain't
gonna happen. You may not think so now, but somewhere down the line, say you get an interview for a big job.
I've had to turn them down. For facial hair.
And you've been turning down because of facial hair.
I have in the past.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. As you get older, and as you realize you want to go for a bigger job, making more money, and you get ready to go into that interview, if you got somebody that's talking to you, they're gonna say, Dante, shave that beard off until you get that job. That's a perception that people in business use when they interview people. You come into their office, say you got, and I'm not knocking people with beards, I'm not knocking people with dreads and all this stuff, but a perception of those people are that they can't be trusted. They're not the people that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that that's, you know, you said that that happened to you before, but I'm just saying that's the reason. That's the reason because of your facial hair. It may not have had anything to do with your skills or your, you know, diplomas or your degrees or anything, but, you know, the perception that they got was that, hey, this guy, you know, the beard thing got to go. And he said you should shave your beard now, but I think now, and if I'm around when you get to be in your mid-30s, which I hope I am, if I'm around when you get to be in your mid-30s, and you shave your beard off, I'm going to say, Dante, you remember when we were talking about that on my show?
Yeah, but it ain't gonna happen. I'll tell you that right now. It just ain't gonna happen. I mean, this beard gonna stay. But it's just different stuff for different people. I mean, hey, some people like the beard, some people don't. I'm not gonna shave my beard because some people think a certain way of me because of my beard. It's just my perspective on the subject. You know what I mean?
I understand, and like I said, you know, when you get in your 30s, we'll have this conversation again.
Oh yeah, you got people on TV with beards. I got Baron Davis. I watch Baron Davis every night on NBA TV. He got a beard. I mean, like people got beards. I mean, on TV. I mean, you can have a beard on TV. A Shaq beard.
Okay. Baron Davis on NBA TV. Baron Davis,
he's just an analyst.
Shaq on TNT. Shaq is an analyst. Shaq doesn't. Ernie Johnson doesn't have a beard.
No, sir.
He's the anchor. He's the anchor of that team. Ernie Johnson can't have a beard.
Nah.
Serious. Think about all the guys that play for the New York Yankees. One of the things that Steinbrenner, when he was living, you can't be on my team. You got to shave that beard, brother.
If you want to come play for me and make this money,
that's right.
You can't wear the pants unless you shave your beard. It's one of the rules.
That's right.
I definitely couldn't play for them. I definitely couldn't play for them. I go play for the Red Sox if I can grow my beard.
Right, but you're not gonna make the money that you make with the Yankees that you make with the Red Sox. You with me?
Not necessarily, because the Red Sox got money too. They got money too. They got deep pockets also.
But they not deep as the Yankees. They don't have an A-Rod on their team that's making that kind of money. That's right.
No sir.
If you A-Rod and you want to go and make $250 million with the Yankees, you got to shave that beard, sir.
Of course. But you got people like Tyson Chandler. You got James Harden. I mean, people like that, they represent for the National Beard Association right now.
Yeah. Well, that's like I say, that's all well and good. But things change. All right? So I'm out of town, Dante. I appreciate you calling, man. I appreciate you calling for real. And like right. I say, we'll talk when you start to hit your 30s.
Okay.
All right, man. Take care. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the show. And join me again in 23 and a half hours right back here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day, guys.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you. to see. I'm about to go, and behind your nose, for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Laura. Hey, Laura.